Well, good morning to every listener. What a pleasure it is to be coming your way again by means of radio. Many thanks to every one of you who helped to make this possible from week to week. I am indebted to you. I hope I should be able to pay that debt to you and also the debt I owe to the one who has called me into this ministry. What a privilege it is to proclaim his word over the airwaves to the shut-ins, the sick, and those unable to lead an active life. Then there are those who do lead active lives, but take time to listen to the broadcast. I appreciate it. God bless every one of you. And now this scripture. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. A person doesn't like to admit he is not his own. He wants to be free to do as he pleases and to be let alone. Especially is this true in the earlier years of life. As one grows older, they realize that freedom has its responsibilities as well as its privileges. Every one of us have an obligation. Think of the care our parents and others have invested in us as infants when we were unable to care for ourselves. It is often said that no one pays for his own raising until they have children of their own to raise. That's the substance of it anyway. Well, let us say it this way. At least one learns what it is all about to a greater extent when they have the responsibility of their own children. Think of the obligation we have to those who have brought us the truth. Where would we be if there had not been those who were willing to suffer and even die for the stand of the truth? The book of Hebrews, in speaking of those who suffered, put it this way. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Hebrews 11:36-38. Wouldn't you say we were obligated to them? I would. Not one of them can rightfully say as we go out the door in a morning, I am free to do as I please. Why? Because we are under obligation to God and to others. We can be under bondage to Satan and do his bidding, which many folks are. That is what I really call slavery. Or we can do what Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. We are wise when we discover that there is one form of subordination which is better than being free to go our own way. That is a subordination to love. You might say it is a lost freedom. But a duty of love is not slavery. Submission to the love of God and his will is the attitude which sets the man free who lives it out. Former President Woodrow Wilson is credited with the statement, only free peoples can hold their purpose and their honor steady to a common end and prefer the interests of mankind to any narrow interest of their own. That is exactly the course Jesus took when he prayed, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:39. To those who think they can live in sin and still be free, let me remind you of this scripture. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. 2 Peter 2:18 and 19. Now, dear ones, do you want that sort of a bondage? I don't. I would much rather be the servant of the Lord and recognize that I am not my own, but I am bought with a price, the price of Calvary. To further bring out this point of not belonging to ourselves, let me present this scripture to you. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5:14, 15. Now, just what does constrain mean? Glance at its use in the New Testament for the answer. The crowd thronged Jesus. The soldiers came and took Jesus. A woman was sick with a great fever. In each case, the word used is a form of our constraining. Here, Paul is saying that the love of Jesus is like a crowd that sweeps a man off his feet, like a band of soldiers no individual can resist, like a fever in which a man is no longer master of himself. What he really says in effect is, I let Christ's love have its way with me. Dear ones, do you realize you are not your own, but you are bought with a price? Listen to this poem. Service. I ask the Lord to let me do some mighty work for him, to fight amidst his battle hosts, then sing the victor's hymn. I longed for ardent love to show, but Jesus would not have it so. He placed me in a quiet home, whose life was calm and still, and gave me little things to do, my daily round to fill. I could not think it good to be just put aside so silently. Small duties gathered round my way, they seemed of earth alone. I, who had longed for conquest bright to lay before his throne, had common things to do and bear, to watch and strive with daily care. So, as I thought my prayer unheard, I asked the Lord once more that he would give me work for him and open wide the door, forgetting that my master knew just what was best for me to do. Then, quietly the answer came, my child, I hear thy cry. Think not that mighty deeds alone will bring the victory. The battle has been planned by me. Let daily life thy conquest see. Let us pray. Our Father, we are glad you have purchased us for thine own. Now, help us to fully understand we are not our own. May we be willing to give of ourselves that others also may have the knowledge of the truth. Bless each listener of the broadcast in a very special way according to their needs. And may the truth find receptive hearts where it can spring up and grow, bringing forth fruit to thine own glory, and thine shall be the praise through Christ. Amen. Friends, if the message proves a blessing to you, we would be so happy to hear from you. If we may be a help to you with some spiritual problem, be sure to let us know. You may address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. You pray for us as we also pray for you.
Bless you, Lamb of God, so dear, for thou hast come my heart to cheer. Thy blood alone hath made me free, that cleansing stream from Calvary. Jesus bore the cross for me, O Calvary.
till we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful. Goodbye.